Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
We could be either going to San Diego.
Right.
We could be going to Oregon out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Or he could be here in South Florida.
Well, I'm going to guess you're probably right on one of those three. Dan Fouts joins us right now. 32 years of broadcasting.
Damn, Dan.
10 years working with Ian Eagle. I'm actually kind of jealous of that. We love Ian here for the NFL on CBS. Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning. Welcome to the show.
Out of the middle of nowhere, huh? Yeah, well, that's where I am.
Hey, I think it was last year, the year before, you had your wife and you guys were showing me the pictures. You back up to, like, all this state land or government land. I'm like, Dan, like, I mean, everybody likes privacy, man. You've taken it to a new level, man. You ever want to get back closer into a city or no shot?
I do every Sunday, Joe. Come on.
That's a good point. All right, that's fair enough. Hey, Dan, want to ask you, so obviously you've had a chance to see and hear all the comments of what a 59-10 loss looks like, seven touchdown loss. What were your thoughts, and as you get ready for this one, how do you treat it with this roster?
Well, you hope that history will repeat itself and the Dolphins will upset the Patriots in Miami again, as they've done so many times the last couple of years. So this is going to be a test, though. There's no question, and there's no sugarcoating it. Obviously, you're playing against the best team in football right now in the a dynastic team in the Patriots. And if you look back at their last two games, the Super Bowl and then last, against the Steelers, you see their defense has given up just 6 points, a couple of field goals. And when you hold down a Rams offense to 3 points in a Super Bowl, and then you open the season holding Roethlisberger to 3 points, you know, all the talk on New England's about Brady and this great offense, but that defense is turning into something else.
Well, Dan, that's what I'm afraid of also, that Brady in the offense, after all that points scored last week by Baltimore, and now possibly, and I say possibly with a exclamation point at the end, Antonio Brown joining that offense there in New England. It's kind of scary looking at that offense, but even more scary if Antonio Brown does and is able to join that offense.
Yeah, there's no question. That's going to be the interesting thing, is where do they – plug him in, because, you know, you would think that he would take Philip Dorsett's spot, but Dorsett had a good game last weekend against the Steelers, and of course Josh Gordon is such a physical force, and Edelman is going to catch his, and don't forget about James White out of the backfield and Rex Burkhead. So Brady is dealing, you know, without Gronkowski, but, and nobody's saying, boy, they really miss Gronkowski, don't they? Well, they don't miss him because of the creativity of Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick and the execution of Tom Brady.
Dan, we've all had a chance to play with some wackos and guys that have had serious issues, especially when we were playing. You ever seen anything like this Antonio Brown story, going from the Raiders to helmet and feet and pouting and contract? He's a little different bird, man. What's been your take watching this story?
It's just surprising, you know, every time you turn around, but not totally surprising when you look at his history and histrionics, if you will. But you were talking about wackos. I thought you were talking about your career at Cal.
No.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I think you get a hall pass Berkeley in the 70s. You know what? I've just kind of thought that was all part of the normal thing. So I got to tell you, Kim Bocamper and I were just talking about you, actually, on a bus on the game. And we're talking about Chuck Muncy, and who's no longer with us. But we still, and Bo says it too, it makes me feel better, San Jose State guy, still one of the greatest football players that guy, what he put himself through, his physical talent. Where does he rank for you for having Chuck Muncy in that great offense you had?
Well, I never played with anybody quite like him. Such a great guy that, you know, he had some demons in his personal life. But on Sundays, when you turn around and hand him the ball, there's a vacuum that goes right by you. And then he's on his way. Tremendous physical specimen, tough guy, and really a great teammate. So we miss Chuck dearly. But again, you know, he was a product of the 70s, as you know, there in Berkeley. And
I ended up in his dorm room a couple of times during camp. I can't lie to you, Dan. I think I know what you're talking about.
That's a scary situation.
Got a little smoky in there from time to time. You know, I'm not getting into all that. Hey, real quickly, too, as we look at it's incredible, Dan, in this game now, this has been going on for almost two decades, and speaking of the whole situation going on, the Patriots playing in the same system, same free agency, same amount of money allowed for every team, have been able to dominate this long. It's incredible what they've done. I know sometimes fans get on me and call me an ass kisser of the Patriots, but what they've been able to do, Dan, you've been around this league a long time. Different guys at different position, except Brady and Belichick, have been the same. What's your thoughts on what we've seen for almost two decades with that group?
Well, it is remarkable. There's no question. And you mentioned the two most important guys, the head coach and the quarterback. I mean, Tom Brady's 42, 43 years old. It's incredible. And you know, Belichick, for whatever you want to say about him, I mean, he may go down as the greatest coach of all time. And I know I'm talking to the Miami folks who, you know, had the winningest coach of all time, and Don Shula, who I respect and really appreciate what he accomplished. But what's going on in New England, the stability that they have is really remarkable. And it doesn't seem like it's changed. And as I said, the focus now will become more on that defense without really a defensive coordinator for the last two seasons, it appears. But the guy behind the curtain, if you will, is Belichick.
Dan, have a good call on Sunday here.
Thanks, Dan.
In Miami. Appreciate
we'll see you in a
your
couple
time.
Days, buddy. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks.
All right, Dan Fouts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.